post on MySpace, like, I'm on from, like, you know, 10 to 4 tonight at Little
So it was her fault. I get it.
No, but in retrospect,
so you won't
like,
tell us the amount of guys that you can, you won't ballpark it, and it's because she lured you in.
Everyone,
but now you feel
everyone
bad.
Everyone went, you didn't want to go, you felt bad.
No, and at the time, I wanted to go. I wanted to see her.
You hated the idea of going because you were exploiting. You were exploiting her. You knew that that was bad back then.
No.
Did you tip?
Yeah, of course. We all tipped her. But what felt bad about it was that...
Everyone tipped?
Well, of course I didn't tip. I was on a strict
budget. Yeah, make his allowance.
Yeah. I did not. I never got
So just out of curiosity.
Yeah, okay.
What percentage of the people you knew
I don't remember.
But
I
it was
don't remember.
So it went from everybody to you're not sure.
I'm
you
a
don't
man
know
of... This was... I'm a man of 33 now. This was... I was 18.
Oh, nice. Well, how did her titties look?
She had large.
What's she up to now?
I think she's happy. I think someone looked up on Facebook said she's happy. She's got a kid. She seems happy.
And
we were friends with her, though. Like, she was our friend. Mm-hmm. But it did, like, in retrospect, if you think back to it, it is kind of weird that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were the interactions like at school after you saw her titties?
I don't know. She was our friend. Like, we were cool with her. But
yeah.
But it was, yeah, it was strange. Yeah, my friend that learned was into Pua.
Wow.
He was into this guy, Ross Jeffries. Who made Pua like tapes like on Kazaa? He downloaded Ross Jeffries.
It's Jeff Rosseries.
Yeah, Jeff Rosseries.
He got Me Too'd recently, right?
He was dating a child.
Yeah,
interesting.
With dating like a 16-year-old.
Yeah, but
like
with her father's permission.
All I saw was a post that from him denying something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any of the accusations. But
it was one woman who seemed to have a ton of evidence.
He's going
to
lose his rank as,
you know what
in
Jeff
the military.
Ross looks like.
Right.
You know, it's like, yeah, do I think this 50-year-old man who's shaving lines into his eyebrows is a pedophile? Maybe.
Yeah. That one seemed to – I'm kind of shocked that one didn't do – more people weren't like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like a 16-year-old whose dad set her up with him, and it was really up in a lot of ways. And they were like straight up dating, and she said while she was sleeping, and a lot of
with
not
her
chill.
Father's permission. Though.
Well, you know,
yeah.
In the 1300s, a lot of relationships were. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
Yeah, when you reach the rank of roastmaster general, you're allowed.
Yeah, I know
like
the
prima nocta.
I mean, honestly, the U.S. Like, military.
In Jeff Ross's defense, everyone was doing it. In retrospect, he probably feels really bad.
He needs to lose his rank as Roastmaster General.
He needs to be stripped at least one or two stripes.
At least knock him down to lieutenant.
Lieutenant, yeah.
Or colonel.
Master, staff, lieutenant, staff sergeant, Roastmaster.
Yeah, Trump needs to intervene. Yeah, I guess him and D'Elia were the two recent.
But, yeah, that one is worse than D'Elia even.
Yeah.
But no one seemed to be, is it now... Cynically, is it because he's more powerful? Is he even more powerful?
Who, Jeff Ross?
Yeah.
Well, the power of Roastmaster General.
I don't think there's any rhyme to reason. The funny part is none of this is dictated by justice. It's all determined by algorithms.
That's true. Whatever catches on, like it's a tweet.
That are controlled by a handful of companies that have way too much power.
Yeah, it's true.
That's so fucking true.
None of it's based on what's
somewhere
right
Jack is fasting and like putting his doing the kind of yoga where his feet are in his own.
Biting
enemy.
A Nag Champa out of
and he's like... We're canceling Chris D'Elia. I saw it in a vision. It's time for D'Elia to get canceled.
D'Elia goes down today.
I saw another thing. There was some like real estate office. It's like Texas Realtor Association is no longer calling things the master bedroom.
Hysterical.
What?
Yeah.
Like that's the big change.
Oh, is that named after slavery?
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was named after slavery. It just felt like the big, you know, like master and commander, that's a ship, right? Yeah.
It's so stupid, dude.
You're the master of the home.
This has gotten so The Simpsons, right? The Simpsons said they're no longer, as a result of BLM, they're no longer going to let POCs characters
Cleveland is no longer black
or voiced
white,
by white
voiced by
people,
white,
yeah.
Man.
But I mean, the obvious point is that The Simpsons should have gone off the air 46 years ago.
Yeah,
when it was still okay.
Yeah.
That's their biggest sin, is overstepping.
If fucking Hari Kondabolu gets his way and Apu is like, actually, Mr. Simpson, you should learn. If like the show turns into that.
It doesn't matter.
I might watch it again just because it would be so funny to see like,
mm-hmm. oh, how, yeah, what a piece of
how much it would be a mockery of what the show used to be.
Absolutely.
They have the sensibilities of The Simpsons 25 years ago.
Did you see the Family Guy Peter Griffin versus Donald Trump fight sequence?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good stuff.
It was the chick. He was, instead of the chicken, it was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was now the chicken.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's just, listen, I respect The Simpsons for just keep cashing the checks.
Yeah, why not?
That's all they're doing, dude. Matt Groening's probably got $1 billion.
What I want to know is, were Mudflap and Doodoo from the Transformers movie voiced by black people? Because if not, Michael Bay's got to answer. Mm-hmm. You remember that
shit? Was that really their names, Mudflap and Doodoo?
Something like that. I don't know. But I saw it because, like, even at the time, that was what, only 2009?
Yeah, at the time it was weird.
I remember back then. I was like,
this is like, is this like something that if it was like an obscure cartoon, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's the biggest movie in the world for like the next 2 months.
Yeah. My name's Mudflap and it's Doodoo. And this, the teeth are gold. And
He's wearing chains. He's a robot that has chains.
Yeah, because Megan Fox was like blowing up all over Twitter because she had a video of her on Kimmel from like 10 years ago where she was like, and Michael Bay, when I was 15, and Kimmel, you know, it was 10 years ago or 15 years.
Yeah.
So Kimmel at the time's like, huh, well, we all want to. We're mouthing it. Let's go to commercial. Yeah.
Come on. But that was 10 years ago.
He was in blackface as Karl Malone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From The Man Show. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Which Karl Malone
did he?
Karl Malone had a relationship with a 12-year-old before he went to the league. He impregnated a child, oh, like a 13-year-old.
Well, in the 1300s, you know, relationships like this were the inspiration for heraldic art. Even I mean, it
That's
wasn't
true.
Even it was beyond just
Harold and Kumar was yep
yeah
heraldic art. Yeah. That's kind of crazy, though. Maybe that's why it took so long for him to get canceled, because if you do blackface but as a pedophile, does it cancel out? Is it two bad things that makes it not bad?
Yeah, we're going to find out. Somebody should just Photoshop a picture of Jeffrey Epstein in blackface and Hillary Clinton laughing at it and circulate it and be like, this was happening. That might be how far you have to go to actually get Hillary canceled. Just signing off, they don't really have a
shrug.
Yeah.
Shrug.com.
But if it's Jeffrey Epstein in blackface, Trump's there, that might get you at least of like, it's time to have a conversation about.
It's difficult. We all loved her.
Yeah.
It's time for me to listen.
Yeah.
I apologize for using the N-word.
My new friend and guest on the Bill O'Reilly podcast is Hillary Clinton. She recently apologized to me.
Suck my ass.
You know, we didn't talk about Lindsey Graham. All those guys outing
Hillary Clinton with a new hit called Licking Bill O'Reilly's Boots.
What about Lindsey Graham, that like gay prostitute, talking about how he tried to clean Lindsey Graham's, but he couldn't.
There's too much doo-doo?
He thought it was doo-doo, but he had a bunch of, like, moles, and Lindsey Graham called them his little ladybugs. Lindsey Graham in the ass passed all his moles.
Lady G. Yeah, he made the
called
the
himself Lady G.
Prostitutes call him Lady G.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to imagine him.
It sounds real to me.
Yeah.
I'd like to imagine him wearing like a full geisha kabuki makeup.
I think he was wearing pearls and a blonde wig with curls.
Oh, okay.
And probably red lipstick, if I had to guess.
Yeah, kind of like a southern
belle.
It's like because the joke 10 years ago,
a debutante.
All the Republican governors are secret faggots.
Yeah.
And it's like watch that be true, and then they're like, "All right, boys. It's time to do it to them." And then they all come out.
The Uno reverse card.
The Uno reverse, and they're like, Pride Month. And then they just kick the legs out from the Democrats.
I'm gay, and all lives matter, including my gay ass. Yeah.
They just fucking, in drag.
Yeah.
Just all dressed like.
Everyone has to celebrate it. Like,
yeah. We're here with MasterCard at the Pride Parade. Sponsored by MasterCard.
Mitt Romney comes out as gay. He's like, I enjoy.
Well, I'll tell you what. It feels real good. Black Lives Matter. Oh yeah. Black Lives Matter.
I'm gay.
Gay and things of that nature. vis-a-vis man.
I love sucking cock myself. Yeah. Myself personally, I can't get enough sucking cock.
Yeah, that would be a pretty good. That would be some pretty good maneuvering on their behalf.
Yeah, the Democrats have to start being homophobic.
Yeah,
yeah. That's their move from there is to go full hotep.
they already got the dashikis.
They're trying to turn our black kings into faggots.
Yep, and while all this is going on, it still takes 5 hours to vote in a black neighborhood.
Right. And this is just all going on in the news, and then Donald Trump just becomes president forever.
Yeah. That's like, the distraction.
You want to be gay? That's cool.
Yeah. They keep talking about black kings. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about it. I've never heard of it. You can talk about it. I've never heard anything about it.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's going to be so funny when he wins.
I know.
It's going to be so funny when he wins and then they move on to something else.
With just whatever. They just go more Trump stuff.
Back to Russia.
They would have to be impeachment, I guess. Yeah. You'd have to go back to impeachment.
Yeah,
right.
You can't talk about he's incompetent. You're going to have to talk about what he does that's illegal.
Right. Yeah. He keeps doing so much illegal. It's like you got to respect how illegal this piling up is. Didn't they, wasn't there some guy he wanted to resign? I don't know.
Yeah.
I got bored trying to say that sentence.
Yeah. It's there's no point in caring, dude. You just got to think about either moving to West Virginia or Old San Juan.
That is sounding nice, actually.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe I'll just buy a whole bunch of land in West Virginia and recreate Old San Juan.
Now you figured it out, brother.
Yeah.
That's the most elegant solution.
Hispanic Virginia.
Yeah, that's right.
Create Latina Virginia.
Latina Virginia.
Yeah, Boricua Virginia.
Have a little Spanish port city. I build like an old fort from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. Import a bunch of parrots.
Yes, you got to have the parrots.
Yeah.
Make sure they will take over the indigenous life forms so they just run rampant in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Just nothing. The sun is blotted out by flocks of parrots
mm-hmm.
that you brought into West Virginia.
You have
Virginia.
You have a Virginia.